This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Free.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Sue Free Show, and I am so thankful for being here with you. In the last week, there's been many, many, many people contacting me about, they found the podcast on SueFrees.com, a different podcast because there's more than 7 years of accumulation of podcasts, and they're contacting me because they have something going on in their lives. And to those of you that have done that, I have reached out to you personally, but I just want to say on the radio, God has you, and you are where you're supposed to be right at this minute, but it doesn't mean you have to stay there. So with that, I was thinking, what can I bring to this show to inspire, encourage, and help those that are feeling somewhat powerless, somewhat just not knowing what to do next, not knowing, you know, how, what, who, what's the next step? Who do I need to contact? You know, what should I do next? And I have been where you are. I have been in the lowest of lows. I have been where I just felt like, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And in those moments, I can remember over many, many times, more than one time, this has happened in my life. And I had to reach up and I had to look up. And not always when I did it, did I feel his presence immediately. And I didn't feel his arms swoop down and just grab me and hold me. And I so badly wanted to have arms just wrapped around me. I so badly just wanted to feel him. I wanted to feel him. I don't know about you. I'm a visual person, but I'm also a very feeling person. And I feel out loud. A friend of mine said that to me over the weekend. And he said, Sue, you have so much passion that you just feel out loud. And I thought, wow, how interesting is that? I've never heard that term before, feeling out loud. But I think that kind of captures something within me because, you know, I want to be calm. I want to feel his peace. And I do. Thank you, Lord. But I also want to just shake people up sometimes. I just want to say, don't you know who you are? Don't you know how valuable you are? He died for you. He sacrificed for you. And this life we have is so short. I have two friends that have just passed away, one with cancer and one another situation. And it kind of wakes you up a little bit. It could just as easily be me or you. But it's not our time yet. But it will be someday. And who knows when that will be? Who knows, right? So we have to do the most and be the most we can be right here, right now. Do you agree with me there? And you might be at a low, you might be at a high. The Lord knows, I don't. But I can tell you that I've had my lows and I've had my highs. And I can tell you that I develop more, just like film, they say, they develop better in the dark. And we do develop better in the dark. When we're in our lowest of lows, that's when you look up. That's when you reach up. That's when you reach out. Otherwise, things are just smooth sailing. They're just going along. And sometimes we just don't take account of where we are. So I have a article, and it's called Self-Empowerment by Anne. And it was written in June of 2013. And if you're not attached to me somehow on the Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com, go there and connect with me, please. Please just go there. There's so much there that you can get for free. There's some things that you can pay for if you want to get a book or you want to get the I ams, the affirmations that will help you beyond help you understand who you are in Christ, because that's part of self-empowerment. It's knowing who you are in Christ, because people and circumstances can knock you down and keep beating you up. And if you don't have that inner strength, that thing that's inside of you, just telling you who you are to give you that power, then sometimes you can feel powerless. And there are times, even now, I feel like the battle is just so strong and so hard. And I'm like, what am I going to do next? And Lord, you know, please take this from me. Jesus, take the wheel. Just take this from me. And you might be feeling that way right now. And just reach up and ask him, because he says, ask and you shall receive, doesn't he? Isn't that what he says? And his word is true all the time. So we can lean on that. We can trust it, because people will let us down. And sometimes people are not trustworthy. People can have the best intentions, can't they? But still, they can say the wrong thing at the wrong time. Not even meaning to. And it can hurt us and pierce us through our hearts, because our words can be so painful and so encouraging, can't they? If you're not on my Facebook, I have multiple Facebook sites. I have Sue Freeze Show. I have Susan Freeze. Go on there and connect with me. Be my friend. Be my fan, whatever that means. Anyway, just go on there and connect with me, because people say, I really appreciate, I was in Fresno for a dance competition this weekend, and I had numerous women and men coming up to me and just saying, you know, I really appreciate the affirming quotes that you put on your Facebook every day. And I do. I'm on at 4, I'm off at 6, and I'm doing social media and reading my emails, just trying to keep up with things. And, you know, I need them. I need words of encouragement, and I figure if I need them, so do you, or so do the people that are listening. If you know, not everything is for everybody, and I get that. So pick what you want, leave the rest. That's okay. But I believe that they are encouraging and inspiring, and I believe the Lord has placed me here on this earth to do just that. That's why the show is here. That's why the Lord put me in this position. It's not because I have it all together, because I don't. And it's okay, because, you know, if you look at the characters in the Bible, those characters didn't have it all together. They just didn't. And I will be the first to admit, I don't have it all together, but I will tell you that I've been through quite a few things, and I know who I am in Christ, and I know that he is there for me. And if I can help you understand that and help encourage you, then I'm doing what the Lord's placed me to do. And I feel very good about that. I feel great about that. I feel humbled by that. So I'm going to start out with one quote that I have put on my Facebook, and it's just one of, I'm not kidding you, millions of quotes. This first one is, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide that you are not going to stay where you are. So if you think about that, if you're perfectly happy where you are right now, I'm always happy, but I'm never completely satisfied with where I am, because I want to improve. I want to strive for excellence, and I'm not there yet. I've already said that. So I am trying every day to be better today than I was yesterday. And that's basically what this is saying, and it's by unknown. So, but it's good, isn't it? You're just not going to stay where you are right now. But that's a decision, isn't it? It's a choice. And it's something you have to do. You have to make a decision. You're not going to stay where you are, because you get what you tolerate. I don't like those words. Those words kind of hurt to hear, right? Because if you're not happy where you are, you're getting what you're tolerating. So that means you have to do something different. You know, it's all on you. Dang it. But it's true. It's so true. So in this article, it starts with this quote. It says, I choose, and it has the dove of peace and clouds in the sky. And it just grabbed my eye, because I love that. I love peace, right? Peace is so wonderful, isn't it? There's nothing like peace and harmony. And I strive for that in my life. And if there's anything that's going to take me away from that, I do what I can to avoid or move away from. And it doesn't mean let people take advantage of. It just means that I choose my battles. And if there's something that is going to cause strife in my life, I choose not to go there. I choose, you know what? It's not a battle I want to fight. It's not worth the fight. But there are times when I will tell you, you mess with me and look out. But it depends on the battle. It depends on if it's worth it or not. And only we can decide that. I choose to live by choice, not by chance. To make changes, not excuses. To be motivated, not manipulated. To be useful, not used. To excel, not to compete. I choose self-esteem, not self-pity. I choose to listen to my inner voice, not the random opinion of others. I choose to be me. And you are the best you there is. And we're not here to be somebody else. We're here to do and be what God created us to do and be. So the question is, are you doing that? And if you're not, then the choice should be not to stay where you are, right? But to make a change. Now that can be scary, can't it? it's like you want to step out. I was just talking to another girlfriend, and she was saying that today is her last day at her job, and she was saying she's taking a plunge. She's diving. She's going into a new thing. She's going to step out of the boat is the word she used. I'm stepping out of the boat. And in our conversation, I was saying, you know, it doesn't say step of faith, does it? It doesn't say step of faith. It says leap of faith. And if you think about the difference between a step and a leap, there's quite a difference, isn't there? And so sometimes we can take a step and touch the water and, you know, see if our footing's correct. And sometimes we just have to take that leap. Which is it for you right now? Which is it for you? If you're tuning in right now, I just thank you, and I'm so grateful that you've tuned in. And if you like what you're hearing and you feel like it's making a change in your life, could you please share the show with those that you come in contact with, those that you love, those that you think might benefit by listening to what's being said here today. And how you do that is you just tell them about Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go to the website. You can get the podcast there, or you can go to iHeart, iTunes. And when you go there, you can see videos. You can get the affirmations. It's the second button from the left. Go to the second button, push that, and you'll learn all about. There's videos that explain the affirmations, the I ams, the new I ams that Jesus. It's what Jesus says about you, who you are. You know, if you're not feeling victorious right now, you need to tell yourself you are victorious. And it is fake it till you make it, but it's not fake it till you make it, because you are victorious. You just don't feel like it right now. But if you keep speaking those words out loud and let your voice permeate your brain and your soul, things change. They change in the universe. They just change within you. And that's what we need to do. So this article is about self-empowerment. Now, you could say this is like new agey, because sometimes self-empowerment things can be like new agey. So I always, like, I read articles and I think about it from my perspective, which is a biblical one. And I think about what it's saying here and how I can apply it to godly principle, godly thinking. Because the value, your worth is who you are in Christ. So I'm going to read this to you and then explain what I'm thinking when I read this. It says, let's break down the word self-empowerment. The first word is self. There are two aspects to our self. One is our small self, composed to our surface thoughts, desires, and unique individuality. Then there is the big self, the deepest aspect of who we are, the silent, universal level of our being. This self is our infinite, unbounded, blissful, peaceful nature, our source and our essence. The small self is like individual waves on the ocean that are tossed about by the different winds that may come along. The big self is like the vast, calm depths of the ocean, unmoved by any storm. The precursor of what I was saying when we first got on the air was that there are things that are going to come, and maybe they're right now. Maybe your storm is right now, and maybe you just have a little bit of weather change, and maybe it's a new season. But wherever you are, if we are grounded, if we're grounded and know who we are in Christ, it makes all the outside external issues just seem to be more calm, because we know beyond know that our Heavenly Father has us, that no matter what we're faced with, He's got us. Is that proper English? I don't know, but it fits for me. He has me. He has me right where I need to be right this minute. And even though I don't like it, even though I don't feel real good right now in a situation, I know in my big self that my groundingness, my whole being, my values, my morals, my thought processes, my love is in Christ. That He is the one that I have to look up to, and I have to be more like every day. And this doesn't come without judgment. I've heard some things recently that were said to my children, and I'm just like, wow, really? And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? How small is that? How small is that? And I'm thinking, it's okay, because it's not my battle. The battle's been won. And I know that if I'm doing the Lord's will that He created me for, and all the circumstances that led me to this moment in time, and that I can help others get through tough times, then I feel good about who I am in the inner core. I feel that I'm doing what God's created me to do, And he was preparing me for this, for just this. And so that's what, when I read this, that's what I get out of it. I know that it could be from a different perspective. But for me, we do have the little things or the big things that can wave and push us out. And it's like the tree that's firmly planted, right? And you have the waves, but because the foundation's so strong that it doesn't matter how much on the external part, the wind blowing, we're not going to be moved. And if we're going to be moved, it's going to be slightly moved. And that's okay. But we have to be firmly grounded. We have to know who we are in Christ. And that's why the affirmations in my on my website, SueFreeze.com, that's why that is so important. The next word in the phrase self-empowerment is empower. Power means the capacity to exercise control or authority and the ability to accomplish or guide. That's power. Now, my power, my empowerment, comes from my relationship with my Heavenly Father. I'm empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has me. The Holy Spirit guides me because I ask Him to. I ask Him to guide, to give me discernment, to know what to do, what to say, when not to say anything. Sometimes that's even more difficult, isn't it? To just not say anything. Oh, there's times when I just want to really go after it. But what good is that going to do, right? So in all circumstances, we need to understand and we need to have this discernment, this wisdom that comes only from the Holy Spirit. Only He can guide and protect and hold us close so that we don't have to fight this battle because we're not alone. I'm glad I'm not alone. Because I've fought my share of battles. How about you? Where is the deepest level of power? It is at the source of the power. The light is more powerful the closer we get to the bulb. Interesting visual. The more we experience the source of our own power, the big self, the more inner power we gain to be in control of our lives. That's so true. Be in control of our lives. That means to be able to hold our tongue, doesn't it? It means to not just go crazy because we have a thought process or a belief system that might be incorrect, but we lash out and don't even get a chance to regroup. And then we find we've got a whole nother set of problems or apologies necessary because we didn't hold and control what felt so right at the moment, right? The article says, how do we become familiar with our big self? We can dive into our big self, our own power, by going beyond the surface level of the mind, until we transcend the finest level of thinking process and experience the pure silence of our being. The silence of our being. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time being silent. I have a hard time being still. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I truly, my leg, if I'm sitting for any length of time, is just going crazy. You know what I mean? It just kind of bounces up and down, and I don't even know what's doing it. But I just have a hard time sitting still. And I can remember a long, long time ago when I was going through counseling for my marriage, and the counselor said, Sue, I want you to just close your eyes for a second. You're sitting in a chair and you're just being still. You're closing your eyes, you're listening to your breath, and you're just being still. And he goes, how's that feel? And I said, terrible, terrible, because I'm so anxious and I have so much energy that I just have a hard time sitting still. And that was a realization and an understanding of my nature, that I am a goer, a doer, and that I have a hard time sitting still. What does that mean exactly? I'm still evaluating and analyzing that, and I probably will till the day I'm in heaven. I've had people say I make coffee nervous. I think that's kind of a funny way of describing me, but I think it fits. And, you know, there's good for that. That's good. It's good because I get a lot done in a day. I don't have ADD, which is okay, too. My son does. And, you know, that tends to make you, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, because ADD people are very intelligent people. They just can't focus on one thing. They have a lot of things coming at them all at the same time. And they need to have a routine so that they can stay consistent in the routine, but they get things done. My son works for me, and he gets a lot done in a day. It's amazing how much he can get done. But for me, I multitask, and I've been tested, and I really do multitask. People say that's really not true. You can only do one thing at a time. But, you know, I think mothers can multitask because you have more than one child. You got to be able to do more than one thing at a time because you just do. And mothers, you know what I'm talking about. You're giggling right now. I know you are. You know what I'm saying. So what does that mean for me and for you is if we can't be still and we can't just be quiet, it's hard for us to hear the Lord. It's hard for us to just get a grounding, a peace. Prayer comes in really handy with this too, because prayer normally is closing of the eyes. Prayer is getting in your head, your heart, you know, saying words out loud, right? That's what it is. And that's very helpful. When you go to counseling or you have someone that's listening to you, the healing comes from hearing what you're saying. The healing comes from having someone say, how does that make you feel? So you have to get in touch with what you just said and how you feel about it. And that's what counselors do, is they help you get in touch with what you're saying and what you're feeling, and then asking the question, why? Why are you feeling that way, right? So if you have a higher esteem, or you have a better self, if you feel better about yourself, it's going to be easier for you to receive negative input, criticisms. I can accept criticisms because I feel it's an opportunity for improvement, right? But it does depend on the messenger, doesn't it? I'm skating around, but I'm really not, because I'm just telling you that these are the things. And whether you're on the intake, the receiver, or the giver of any of these items, we need to do a personal assessment of how this affects others and how it affects you, right? But we need to have a big self, meaning that you have to understand who you are in Christ, because it's going to help you get through these battles so much better and with confidence that you are victorious. Because there's, like, everything else is telling you you're not, that you're going to lose this battle, whatever you're going through. And guess what? You're not going to lose this battle. A door might close. You might lose a job. You might lose a relationship. But maybe it's what's supposed to happen. Maybe that's what's supposed to happen, because there's another door, and it's door number two, which was better than door number one, right? And it's just better. So maybe that's what's supposed to happen. But you have to understand that you've already won. You've already won, because Jesus already won, right? So you have to understand who you are in Christ so that you can get to these battles and realize you're victorious. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
When you or someone you love has been diagnosed with a serious illness like cancer, the first thing you want to do is stop the disease. Unfortunately, after many attempts with conventional medicine, some of you will have no success. Where do you turn next? At Orange Coast Medical Center of Hope, serious diseases like cancer are managed through natural methods. Through integrative cancer care, Dr. Nizami can help patients with terminal disease. Some patients who haven't responded to chemotherapy do respond to Dr. Nizami's treatments with better quality of life. Some will even be able to tolerate chemotherapy and radiation better. Even in the latest stages of the disease, you can still get results with alternative therapies. Dr. Nizami uses cutting-edge medicine, genetic modifications, and metabolic treatments for cancer. So if you or someone you love is ill and your doctor tells you there's no hope, call Orange Coast Medical Center of Hope today at 949-515-4673, 949-515-4673, or online at allcancercare.com.
Here they come.
Blurred.
Ants, roaches, termites, even bed bugs. Blech, besieging our house, searching for food and water while escaping the heat.
All right, troops, we go in here.
The tiniest crack in a foundation or window seal gives them unlimited access to the walls of your home, the moisture in your bathrooms, the food in your pantry. So before they set up camp, stop them with Ecola's highly effective, family-friendly, natural methods.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. call us for an inspection so we can determine the best method of eradicating pests in your home and keeping them away. First-time customers get $50 off your initial. Call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Or log on to termitelady.com. That's termitelady.com. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad you're still here for the second half of The Sue Free Show. And thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for taking care of our customers. And if you need anything, if you hear little pitter-patters in your attic, or if you have an ant problem, a roach problem, a bed bug problem, or a termite problem, or maybe you don't even know if you have a termite problem, it's time to get that free inspection so that we can tell you what you've got, if you've got. And if you don't, then obviously we just say thank you for your time. But if you do have something, we will tell you what your options are, listen to your individual needs, and come up with the best solution for you. So that's wonderful. And, you know, Ecola has been around since 1983. And there are some imposters out there that say that they're doing the same things that we're doing, and they don't. And if you are thinking about orange oil, think again. Orange oil is not the best product out there. It doesn't go as far and deep and wide. And I'm not saying this to put anybody down. It's just that I want to make sure that you have a real understanding as to the methods and what they bring, the benefits that they bring to the table. And, you know, people always think I'm the orange oil company, and I'm not, just because I have a monarch butterfly, right? But, you know, if you can't remember anything else, remember Termite Lady, and just go termitelady.com and let me talk to you, and I'll explain the differences if you need, so that you can get the right method for what you have, what you're facing right now. So we're talking about empowerment. We're talking about, you know, yourself, you know, your person. And personal empowerment is about looking at who you are and becoming more aware of yourself as a unique individual. Do you realize just how unique and how individual you are? Personal empowerment involves developing the confidence and strength to set realistic goals and fulfill your potential. Are you? Have you? Everyone has strengths and weaknesses and a range of skills that are used in everyday situations. But all too often, people remain unaware of or undervalue their true abilities. I don't want you to stay there. If that's you, you need to really do an assessment and figure out, you know, what God had in mind when he created you. Isn't it amazing just to think of that? That in the Bible, it says that he knows every hair on your head and every word before it's spoken. And that's your head. He knows every hair on your head. Don't you feel special? I mean, to me, that's pretty individual and that's pretty special. A person aiming for empowerment is able to take control of their life by making positive choices and setting goals, developing self-awareness and an understanding of your strengths and weaknesses. Knowing your own limitations is key to personal empowerment. Taking steps to set and achieve goals, both short and long term, and developing new skills acts to increase confidence, which in itself is essential to self-empowerment. Now, what I see in that statement right there is that small victories. Not everything is in huge bites, right? It's like, how do you eat this elephant? One bite at a time. And sometimes the bites are really, really small, but it's still a step in the right direction. It's still a bite, right? And every bite is going to eat that elephant. It's just going to take some time, and that's okay. But your confidence is built as you tackle these little goals and you reach your goals, you build confidence. So, you know, it's okay. Don't get all upset, you know, if it's losing weight, whatever it is, okay? We mess up once in a while. I love to have some ice cream once in a while, and it's okay. I give myself that gift. It's not something I do every day because that wouldn't look good on the scale. But once in a while, I like my drumstick. I'm just saying. And so I will do that. I'll have that, and it's okay, you know. And in life, when you are working on a goal and, you know, you need to just have a little side note there, that's okay. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Just get back on and keep going, right? So what is personal empowerment? At a basic level, the term empowerment simply means becoming powerful. Building personal empowerment involves reflecting on our personal values, skills, and goals, and being prepared to adjust our behavior in order to achieve our goals. Personal empowerment also means being aware other people have their own set of values and goals, which may be different than yours. And that's so true. But see, they are them and you are you, and you are the best you that you can be, aren't you? I mean, nobody else can be you, only you. Many other more detailed definitions exist. These usually center on the idea that personal empowerment gives an individual the ability to take control of their circumstances and achieve their own goals in their personal and working life, become more aware of their strengths and weaknesses, and therefore be better equipped to deal with problems and achieve goals. Enhance the contribution they make, both as an individual and as a member of a team. Take opportunities to enhance personal growth and a sense of fulfillment. Those are all really good, aren't they? That's very good, very wise, very needed. The following dimensions of personal empowerment are based on the belief that the greater the range of coping responses an individual develops, the greater their chance of coping effectively with diverse life situations. These dimensions are self-awareness, values, skills, information, goals. So self-awareness we've already talked about. It involves understanding our individual character and how we are likely to respond to situations. This enables us to build on our positive qualities and be aware of any negative traits which may reduce our effectiveness. Self-aware people make conscious decisions to enhance their lives whenever possible, learning from past experiences. Man, is that so true. We need to be aware of where we've been and what has happened, learn the life lesson, and move on. Don't beat ourselves up. Just learn from it and move on. That's being aware. Today, my staff meeting, I have 7 key staff members, and every Monday, we have this meeting. And at our last staff meeting, we were around the table, and I was telling everybody that we need to be aware of what's going on around us. As managers, we need to have our eyes open, our ears open, and just pay attention to the littlest things and the biggest things, and pay attention to our process. Let's look at the process that worked, and because things are changing and evolving, we need to change and evolve too. So we have to look at process of this is the way we've always done it to what would work better now. And whenever there is a problem, there is opportunity for improvement, right? In our personal life, in business, in any system, process, anything. Whenever there is a problem, there is opportunity for better. So we look at that and say, okay, what are the problems we're facing right now? We write them down. Then we go, okay, what are the possible solutions in these things? What are we doing now? What could we do different? Right? And then we move forward from there. Now, wouldn't that work in the personal life too? Right? What's working? What's not working? What are the problems we're having right now? Is it scheduling issues? Is it intimate issues? Is it connection issues? Is it food issues? Is it, you know, boundary issues? Is it conflict issues, resolving conflict? What are our issues? And then whatever our issues are, we write them down on paper. And then we say, okay, what are our possible solutions? What could we do to remedy the situation? And then you work on that and you both make a commitment that you're going to do that. And, you know, in business, it's a team, you know, and the team's going to say, okay, we're going to work on this together. And we're going to make this happen. Have to have buy-in though, don't you? From both parties, from all the people in the team, you have to. And if it's a relationship, it's got to be both parties have to be engaged. They have to be involved. They have to realize that there is benefits for both parties by the process, right? Somebody needed to hear that. That wasn't part of what I was going to talk about today, but it was good. I hope you liked it. Values. Values are opinions or beliefs that are important to us, but of which we are not always aware. That is so true. They can be any kind of belief or perceived obligation, anything we prefer, and for any reason. The reasons we may prefer one thing over another or choose one course of action over another may not always be obvious or known. There may be no apparent reason for our values. Nevertheless, our values are important to us as individuals. In order to be self-aware, it is necessary to be aware of our values, to critically examine them, and to accept that our values may be different from those of others. So our belief system causes a lot of reaction, a lot of choices based on our belief system. And I lived a large portion of my life trying to change the belief system of another person towards me. And you know what? It's impossible to do that. No matter how good I am, I'm not going to be good enough, right? And you've probably heard people say that in the past. But I can't change somebody's belief system. I can be the best me, just like you can be the best you. And if somebody's believing a certain thing, you can, you know, fight your case and you can try to show them where their belief system is incorrect. You can do that. But it's still up to that other person, right? They have to decide that that belief system's not working for them anymore and it's really not a true belief system. And they have to make a decision to change their belief system, right? You can't do that for them. Skills. An individual's skills are the main resource, which enables them to achieve their desired goals. Skills can be gained through experience, practice, education, and training. It is only by developing such skills that individual values can be translated into action. Skills. In business, when you have an employee who's a really good employee, but they're not doing really well in their current position, I always look to see if there's another position that their skill set could be better applied, right? If somebody's not happy in their present position, it's usually because they're not really good at it. So you want to make sure that you've got the right person in the right position so that everybody's happier and more production happens because they feel better about what they're doing. They feel like what they're doing matters, right? And so instead of just letting somebody go because they're not measuring up in their current situation, I'm always going, wow, I really value this person. This person's really great. They're dependable. They show up for work. They have a great attitude. Where else could they fit? That would be a better fit, right? Can't do that so much in a relationship, can you? When you get married and you're in a relationship, it's kind of hard to do that. But you can look at the skill sets and appreciate the differences that you have. You know, that's probably what drew you to each other to begin with. So, you know, you need to celebrate those differences. Information, knowledge, or information is necessary in the development of self-awareness and skills. It is an essential skill in itself to know where to find appropriate information. Without information, the choices open to people are limited, both in their personal and working lives. The internet has provided an easy way for everybody to access huge amounts of information very quickly and easily. The problem is then centered around the quality of the information found, and the skill set is concerned with finding accurate and reliable information. That is so true. Internet is just so amazing. You don't have to go to the library anymore. We were talking about that. As the kids nowadays, they don't even know what a library is, a lot of them, and they don't have a library card. I mean, that was a big deal. I can remember way back. I know some of you that are my age can remember. It was a big deal to get a library card. You just felt like you really, you know, something big was happening because you had a library card. You could go and actually check out books, and they trusted you with those books. Goals. Setting goals is a means by which an individual can take charge of his or her life. The process of setting a goal involves people thinking about their values and the direction that they would like their lives to follow. I'm going to stop right there because I talk about that with goals. I talk about that, you know, if you want something to happen, you got to know where you're going, right? You got to know what the goal is and then work your way back. And those little victories along the way is what gives you the confidence to keep powering through to get to that end goal. That's my input on that. Choices are made through reflection followed by action. I'm going to say that again. Choices are made through reflection followed by action. It's good to reflect and to learn, but if we don't take action, what good is it? I mean, if you had words of love and action of love, which one would you choose? I like both, of course, don't you? But if I was going to have one or the other, I'd rather see it in action more than see it in words. Goals should always be both specific and realistic. Setting personal goals gives us a sense of direction in life. This direction is essential to personal empowerment. You're listening to The Sue Free Show, and I'm so thankful you've joined us today. Please share this show with those that you love and that maybe this would be helpful. You know, that's an action, isn't it? To share the show with somebody. That would be a loving thing to do. I don't see anything negative here. I see only positive, inspiring, encouraging, and maybe insight that could help you with your next journey. You know, your life is a journey, and we're in this together, and it's an exciting journey. It's what you make it, and it's your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude, that is for sure. Listen, if you like what you're hearing, I'm starting a new venture, and I've already done a couple of speaking engagements, but my biggest one and the one that you know, I'm really trying to promote is one that's going to be on October 22nd of 2016. And it's at the Irvine Marriott, and it's Empower Women's Conference. So I think it's going to be mostly women. I'm looking for sponsorships. So if you want to help sponsor, if you want to have a table, if you want to, you know, get in front of these women, go to my site and you can connect with me there and I'll give you more information on that. But I would love to see you there. When I am in any type of situation, any kind of Women's Day or whatever, and I have a little booth set up with Salem, KKLA, or any of the other stations, San Diego, K-Praise, or KDAR, you know, I go to these different functions and I have a table, and women and men, but women will come up and say, I just really appreciate your show, or I really appreciate what you talk about, and it's so helpful. I would really like to encourage women to come to this conference. It's an all-day, only one-day conference. And there is a cost. Just go on to Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Connect with me there, and I'll give you more information. But it's a big deal, and be praying for me, would you? Be praying for me and for the other women in the conference. Charmin and I are going in together on this venture, and we feel it's from the Lord. And it's for businesswomen mostly, but you know, in business, we learn lessons that seem to be easier to learn than in our personal life. But as you can see through listening to this show, you know, the lessons we learn are parallels, you know, and they can go over to our personal life, just like what I talked about right before I went into this little side advertisement. You need to know that we need to learn the lessons that are before us, so that we can be better for those that we are around, right? Because we're here to help one another, aren't we? Empowering verses from the Old Testament prophets. I want to read a couple of these because I think it's really important to read Scripture. Scripture is what gives you the power. It's the empowerment that we need is reading Scripture. And one that's really close to my heart right now is Jeremiah 29:11-14. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. See, there was something we needed to do there, right? He will seek us and find us when we seek him with all our hearts. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Empowering words from Psalms. Psalm 37:4-5, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Psalm 37:23-24, the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. I love scriptures. Scriptures just help, don't they? Psalm 66:19-20, but truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. And here's something he's telling us to do. Are you ready? Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. It's not always to be kind, is it? My whole quest, my whole goal is for people to say, Sue Fries is a kind woman. She's kind. And I set out to be that. In the morning when I wake up, before I put my feet on the ground, I ask the Lord, and you know, you need to have prayer time. And my prayer in the morning is, Lord, guide my steps, guide my words. Help me to have discernment with the decisions that I need to make today. Help me on the radio show. Help me inspire and encourage using your words and to glorify you in everything I say, everything that I do. And that's what I aim for. I aim for that. And you know what? I believe he does guide me. I believe that he guides my words and he guides my thoughts. And he keeps me grounded. He keeps, because there's a lot that comes at a business owner. There's a lot that comes at somebody that's in leadership. And mothers, you are leaders. You are leaders because you're leading the new people that are going to come up and be part of this world. You are training them up. And you're helping create the next stage of this world. What a wonderful and incredible opportunity that you have, that the Lord's placed these children in your care for a time. Philippians 4:6-7. This was one I had to live on forever. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That one I've lived on, Philippians 4:6-7. 4:4 is rejoice, and again I say rejoice in the Lord. And we have to rejoice, don't we, in what he's done for us. And it's not always easy to rejoice, especially when we're feeling pain, right? That's when it hurts to rejoice. How can I be happy when I'm so sad? right? But rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing. It's an amazing scripture. Love it. Here's another one for you. Are you ready? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I like Christ better than him. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you get down and you feel like you can't take another step, when you feel like they have got you, you're not victorious at all, right? You've just been slammed, right? You need to speak out loud. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There have been days when that was the only thing that came out of my mouth. The only thing that came out of my mouth was that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's happening. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe that with all my heart, my soul, my body. That's powerful. That's self-empowerment with the Holy Spirit right there. He's guiding. It's awesome. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. And here's John 3:16. How many of you like In-N-Out out there? I know I do. I get protein style because I'm trying to stay off of bread. I'm just not a bread fan. So I'm staying off of bread, and it's been good for me. If you want to try just one thing to change the outcome, get off bread. I have a pro that I'm dancing with now, and I just did a competition in Fresno, and it was wonderful to get back up on the floor again. And he's gained a little weight. Mikey, if you're listening, I love you. And I put my hand on his belly, and I said, Mikey, no more bread. And so he's been sending me little pictures off of his phone just showing me his lunch, and it's all vegetables and whatnot. And he goes, look, look, look. And so we were competing this weekend, and his pants kept like slipping down. He goes, I need a new belt. And I said, that is great. I'm so excited for you. And he goes, yeah, but I'm not excited right now. I'm going to lose my britches as I'm doing this competition. So I thought that was kind of funny. But John 3:16, if you look at the bottom of the cup from In-N-Out, this is no advertisement, but I love that they do this. And it says John 3:16 on the bottom of the cup. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So if you believe in him, you will not perish, and you will have eternal life. And that is the good message, isn't it? That's good news. So I hope this has been helpful. I'm going to probably continue this next week because I didn't get through everything. And so I want you to be a blessing to those you come in contact with, and get in touch with me by going to SueFreeze.com. God bless you.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS.
No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.